Good morning. It is 8:40. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. So much going on. We were talking about this weekend, so many events. And this is the, we got the number, Tyler, the fourth annual Galesburg Express that's going to be happening here in downtown Galesburg. And I was looking up and down the calendar of events, things that are happening. Oh, my goodness. It's an event that's just grown over the years. And joining us to talk more about it, the organizer of this year's event from the National Railroad Hall of Fame, Julie King. Julie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you, Tom. Pleased to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Also, Tessa Jones. Tessa, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, my goodness. So this was an undertaking that the Chamber, of course, went obviously going through a change at the top. So you guys kind of stepped in and took over the event. And we were just talking off the air. It's, you know, you at least for a moment considered like, well, maybe we should just skip this year with all the changes. But you thought, you know what? It's been a good thing. It's been growing. So let's just go ahead and do it again.
That's right. And it seems to be a popular event. It's appropriate that our community would have a rail-themed Christmas celebration. We had been involved in just a part of it for those 3 years, and we decided after talking to some of the main organizations that we'd be happy to step in a leadership role. I'm just delighted with the cooperation that we've gotten and the support from our sponsors. I particularly want to mention Blick Art Supplies, who's the major event sponsor this year.
Well, one of the changes this year, the Breakfast with Santa is still going to happen. A little bit of a move just down the street a little bit, or kind of around the corner. It's going to be at Discovery Depot this time around, Tessa.
Yep, and it'll be at the Discovery Depot from 8 to 9:30. Tickets are still available. For anyone that's over the age of one, it'll be $12, but that includes admission to the museum during the event as well. Santa will be there and Mrs. Claus, so a perfect picture opportunity for families.
What's actually on the menu?
It's quite the array. We have anything from scrambled eggs, sausage
they've
links.
Got French toast sticks and fruit and juices and just anything that your little child should want to be on a sugar buzz by the time he gets on Santa's lap.
Well, and the other thing, I'm guessing the kids at that point, they could really care less about the food. With Santa and Mrs. Claus there, that's the last thing on their mind probably.
Yes, and I will say this is the only event that has a price tag. We're thrilled that Discovery Depot took it over. It's a perfect place for kids and Santa, but everything else is free.
Absolutely. All right, so we kick it all off 8 to 9:30, Discovery Depot. Yep. Breakfast with Santa. Now another new thing, Breakfast with Santa used to be at the Kensington, but there's going to be a different event happening in there. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we are having Santa's Gift Shop, which is our craft and vendor fair, kind of the first year thanks to our community members that kind of reached out and said that, oh, this would be a neat opportunity to have some tables available for crafters and vendors right before Christmas. So we thought, why not? So this is our inaugural year for it. It's 8 a.m. to noon on the 14th at the Kensington Ballroom. Tables are still available, so please call in. We have a few left that we'd like to have people fill in. So we have a good array of vendors and crafters alike. So.
Well, that's a good thing because that's more of a warm weather thing for those people that do that normally.
Yep.
I mean, probably a lot of them haven't been out since Scenic Drive.
They'll be in the primetime location in the nice heat of the ballroom.
Absolutely.
That's more perfect.
And again, admission free. If you want to buy some items, there you go. So do a little last-minute Christmas shopping. That'll be, again, this Saturday from 8 to noon. Events, and it's all up and down, all downtown Galesburg, including at the Galesburg Public Library. Let's talk about what's happening at the library.
The library has chosen the theme of the movie Frozen, and they are going to have activities from 9 till 5. You can bring the children in to write letters to Santa. There's an ornament craft and I believe what I'll call a photo booth, a photo opportunity with a Frozen theme to take pictures of yourself there.
All right. So that'll go from 9 to 5 at the library. Knox County, Illinois CEO program, and we talked, we had them in the other day. They are going to be selling their Ho-Ho-Cocoa, one of the products that they came up with within the CEO program, which is a really cool thing.
Right. They'll be downtown approximately in the location where the farmer's market is during the summer. And that, I believe, is running from 8 to 4. There will also be a real popular and fun Christmas activity, carriage rides. The pickup point for that will be right south on Kellogg and Simmons, right about in front of the garden room at the Kensington. The carriage rides are going to operate from 1 to 4. And thanks to the generosity of Bates Collision Center, those are absolutely free. So come down, take a carriage ride. before you head into the Orpheum Theater.
And warm back up.
Yeah, correct.
Well, that's one of the great things that with that being free, because, you know, if you've done it, whether it's Chicago or St. Louis, I think I've done it there. It's like, I don't know, $25-$30, I think, mm-hmm. which is, you know, yeah, it's kind of worth it. But for free, my goodness, that couldn't be any more fun. Down through all the lights and everything in downtown Galesburg. So, mm-hmm. yes, and then, as you mentioned, next off, first free movie of the day at the Orpheum, The Polar Express. How could you not show that during the Galesburg Express?
You couldn't. The movie starts at 2 o'clock, and I am told that we might see a visit from the famous conductor
really?
From that show. Mm-hmm. We expect to have a visit from him. Thanks to U.S. Cellular, the first 50 people that show up in the door will receive free popcorn. And don't leave immediately after the show ends, because the National Railroad Hall of Fame has sponsored our prize drawing again this year. And we will have Polar Express-themed prizes, which include two train sets.
Oh, wow.
The grand prize is quite an amazing... $400 value train set that has every literal bell and whistle and smoke and everything that you can imagine. A nice, beautiful Lionel Polar Express train set. And that drawing will be, as I said, immediately after the movie ends. If you're unable to attend the movie, I'd say you be back at the theater to get in for that by about 3:30.
So don't leave right away. Stay around, or if you can get down there a little bit later, by around the end of the movie for the drawing. That's really cool. You mentioned the free popcorn for the first 50. One of the great things, the movie's free, number one. The concessions are really cheap anyway at the mm-hmm. Orpheum on top. So even if you don't get the free popcorn and you get in, you or your kids, you want some popcorn and a drink, it's still really cheap. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's so fun to see those movies on the great big screen.
Oh, absolutely. So, and with the new sound system in there, I know it's been a couple of years now, but with the sound system in there,
yes.
It's so much better.
And then that evening, we did a little contest in the community
yes.
and on Facebook, and the people who expressed an opinion there chose Home Alone for the 7 p.m. movie, and that is also yep. a free showing.
Oh, that'll be really cool. I mean, some people talk about what's Bruce Willis Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
Oh, yes.
I think maybe as a family event, maybe Home Alone might be a little better than Die Hard. Just saying. Julie King and Tessa Jones from the National Railroad Hall of Fame joining us here this morning. Galesburg Express coming up this Saturday. And that doesn't end it. Of course, the movie, 7 o'clock. But the lighting of the holiday Christmas tree, the municipal Christmas tree, that's going to happen as well.
I know some families like to drive around and look at the lights. My family certainly does. And on the Wednesday evening of Christmas, we turned on the municipal Christmas tree. Thanks very much to the City of Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department. That is no easy job to decorate that tree. And I need to thank my staff who went out to put lights on our steam locomotive, the Hudson. So run by and take a look at that after you leave the movie, and just get your little bit of Christmas in before you head home.
And that, of course, Colton Park right there at the depot and across from Discovery Depot there. Mm-hmm. You can't miss it. And but it is so cool to see the lights on the steam engine. That is a really, really neat thing.
Yes. Very proud of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, just something you can add, even if you are driving around and looking at lights, make sure you add that in. My goodness, there is just what a day. I mean, you mm-hmm. if you want anything to do with Galesburg Express, you can have your entire day planned out, or you can pick and choose.
Come downtown, visit the vendor fair, visit mm-hmm. our downtown merchants, bring the kids, just have a wonderful time out together, get your hot cocoa and enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Galesburg Express coming up, the fourth annual event coming up this Saturday. And it just continues to grow. I mean, gosh, where the heck do you go from here? Are you even thinking about next year yet?
Well, we are.
Okay. I figured. Yeah, you almost have to, don't you?
Right, right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There would be some exciting train opportunities if we can get those pulled off. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I know. And that would be, I know, because the first year we were able to do that with Amtrak, I know that's not an easy thing to pull off, though.
Yes. Yes. It's possible, but it does take some advanced planning. There's also perhaps some private car opportunities. So if we can work them in and make it economical for people, we'll certainly be looking at that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. The Galesburg Express 4th annual event is coming up this Saturday, and just so many things. And again, you can check out their Facebook page. It's got a list of all the events and website as well.
Yes, you can go to the Facebook page. The website is there. The website is also just Galesburg Express. You can look that up. You can also call us at 345-4635 if you're interested in a vendor table, or if you have any questions, we'll be able to help you out. But the full schedule of events is on the website, which is linked to our Facebook.
Again, Galesburg Express, believe in the magic, and and it is magical.
It is, and what's also been magical is just the terrific working relationship with all the downtown organizations. I really just want to thank everybody, and again, our sponsors, Blick Art Supplies, Bates Collision, everybody downtown who's worked to pull this together. It's been really a pleasure.
Yeah, one, it's kind of awesome because you get the lights up on Seminary Street too, and it's just it's just you kind of get in this Christmas spirit.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Anything else we need to know?
Come on down. I think the weather's going to be there Saturday.
Yeah, it should be. It's actually going to be a pretty decent day for it. All
yes,
right.
Indeed.
Julie King, Tessa Jones, National Railroad Hall of Fame, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.